And Lindor gets under one to center field. Harris going back. It's back near the wall. And it's out of here. Linsanity again. Francisco Lindor flips the script with a two-run homer. And the Mets go in front 8-7. Oh, wow.
I was following that game on Twitter.
I turned it on because I saw like group chats blowing up.
Looked pretty incredible.
Thanks.
So right before,
thanks for checking in, homie.
Yeah, Howard's here. Mets have a playoff game.
OMG,
today.
Baby!
From 0-5 to OMG.
Mm-hmm.
Nice line by Gary Cohen on the Mets, who have made the playoffs. We'll get to Howard picks the Bills in a moment. I have a question for you though.
Yeah.
So right before that Lindor homer to put the Mets back on top to close it out and clinch a playoff spot. In the Howard Simon bunker,
yeah,
where you watch sports,
yes, yeah,
were there more expletives launched on the bases clearing 3-run blown lead for the Mets, or the trick play the Bills ran on Sunday night? Which brought more expletives out of your you?
Actually, the trick play.
Yeah,
yeah. The bases clearing double is the Mets. I mean. I expected that. I didn't expect a trick play. The Mets, when they fall behind, you're like, yeah, okay, this is about right. Actually, even by Mets standards, this would have been an amazing loss. Even by their standards of breaking your heart. They are the Bills of Major League Baseball.
They had just come back from with a
They were down 3-0, scored six. Top of the eighth.
And then gave up four in the bottom.
That's when I turned it on. I'm like, oh, everyone's flipping out how well the Mets are doing. I turn it on. Four Braves. I was like, oh, this is so Mets right now.
And the
right?
inning might have been over if Edwin Diaz would have covered first base on a ground ball to Pete Alonso. That would have been the third out of the inning. It was 6-3. He decides not to cover first, which brings in the fourth run, which then leads to the bases clearing double, which leads to 7-6 7-6 deficit. So that's very Metsy.
Yes.
For those of you that don't know the whole backstory, Edwin freaking Diaz is also the individual that led Howard to swear on these airwaves.
That's
once.
Right. Yeah. only one time in 18 years we were
you
together.
Swore.
There was only one time where I swore by design. I swore once by accident. But I was trying to say the word fox.
Okay.
But the only time I ever swore in anger on this show or in my entire broadcasting career was thanks to Edwin Diaz.
Yeah. Wow.
Nothing. You threw a shoe and hit me in the head.
True.
Live on the air, and I didn't even swear then.
No, that's right. But Edwin Diaz got it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Well, good luck today.
It's all gravy.
Just making the playoffs is it?
Yep. I didn't even think this team would get a sniff of the playoffs. They're not supposed to be good this year. Next year, they're supposed to be good.
Mm-hmm.
So it's gravy. Just
found
whatever.
Money.
Found money.
It's like the Bills in Jacksonville after breaking the drought.
Sitting at the casino. Some guy walks up and says, here's $500. Wow. I don't need it anymore. Go play the slots.
Well, playoff baseball. Quadruple header today?
I think that's right.
I believe that's right. Yes.
Starting at maybe 1:30 or
The only game that matters is at 5:32.
Right. Astros Tigers at 2:32. Gotta love the odd baseball times. Royals Orioles at 4:08, and then the Mets at 5:32.
Right. Pulling Great for Brian Colziel's Orioles, of course.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got to figure out who I'm rooting for. Every playoffs, I want to pick a team I'm rooting for. Should it be the Mets? Are they lovable?
Yeah, sure. Yeah.
But I want a team that can actually win it. And Howard's not, he's telling me found money, like, they made it, they're fine.
Should it be the Mets?
Should it be the Mets?
Why can't you root for the Mets?
It's still New York.
You're,
I don't know.
You're like a tortured Bills fan, though, because I want to ask, would you rather they just bow out, you know, in this series?
Yeah.
Or they get to the World Series and really put you through it?
I would take the World Series and put me through.
Good.
A Game 7 loss in the World Series.
Come on, Joe. I've
bottom
been nice
of the ninth.
To you.
They're up one bottom of the ninth.
Actually, I have my dream
and lose.
My dream and nightmare scenario are the same. A Mets-Yankees World Series.
Mm.
Because
I
would love to get revenge for 2000. But if the Mets ever made it to the World Series, the last team in the world you want them to lose to in the World Series is the Yankees.
Okay. This is one of those ones where, there's a little baseball news. Pete Rose passes away.
Yeah.
asking Joe, the young guy, the Subway Series of 2000, do you know anything that happened to that?
Nope.
Did you
know that it happened.
Did you know that Roger Clemens threw a bat at Mike Piazza and did not get ejected?
Okay, I've seen that.
Joe, go look at the video.
I've seen that clip a bunch of times. I did not know that happened in the World Series.
Yeah, game two.
Yep.
They didn't suspend him because it was the World Series.
No,
right?
he didn't get thrown out of the game.
Yeah, he didn't. Yeah, nothing happened.
But that's because it was the World Series, right?
Who knows?
They weren't throwing Roger Clemens out of the World Series. If that happened in a game in July, he's probably out, right?
I don't know.
He threw a bat at a guy.
A broken bat, too,
yes,
right?
Yes.
So it was like,
bat,
hey,
yes.
Could have sliced somebody in the leg.
That's right. Could have been real bad. All right, Howard. So the Bills.
Yeah. Okay. That's cheerful.
They got thunder smacked by Baltimore.
Yes. You could have actually cursed on the air because of that game.
Yeah. Derrick Henry running in the open field, a terrifying sight for anybody. I mean, he ran roughshod through the Bills' defense. I mean, it was a bad night.
Yeah.
So before we get to pick the Bills, the question we've been asking today, what's real from that game and what's no big deal from that game? Do you have stuff that you think, whatever, and stuff that is going to stick in your craw?
That's a good question. You know, this is going to sound bad. There's not much there's not much real.
Chalk it up.
Yeah, they had one of those nights. I mean, we were talking about this last night. Instead of looking at Sunday night and being like stunned or shocked, you know, oh my God, the defense, we should be stunned and shocked they went through the first three games and played as well as they did with that defense. I mean, I know it's a cop out, but it's also a state of fact. Mm-hmm. Seven guys who would start on last year's defense did not play Sunday night in Baltimore. Seven, right? Four left in the offseason. Three are injured. And then you play Lamar Jackson with Derrick Henry. What are we expecting? The safeties aren't good. And the linebacker, you're playing your third and fourth string linebacker against a two-time MVP and Derrick Henry, who still has gas left in the tank. What's going to happen? To me, the distressing part of Sunday night was, where the heck was the offense?
Yeah.
It's not the I knew the defense was going to fall apart at some point. What happened to the offense?
They had no answer.
No, they couldn't stop blitzes, they couldn't handle pressure. And they tried to pass the ball against their defense, which is a good idea, but
well, you know, it's funny cuz like if they had lost that game and had a bunch of trips to the red zone and a goofy turnover and this and that, you say whatever.
Right.
But they really didn't ever threaten. They got down
they had
there.
They one
the
only touchdown in nine drives with Josh Allen.
And they
Allen.
Got down there one time because of a broken play.
Isn't it even more concerning? We said this earlier. Like, isn't it more concerning that they had that offensive game and they only had one turnover?
Yeah.
Like, it wasn't
right. It was
Allen,
a pretty clean game.
It wasn't Allen was reckless and threw a bunch of picks and
no,
that's why
the turnover
they didn't
came
score.
On the silly trick play.
They were, just, they were just overmatched.
They just didn't move the ball. And you could ask yourself, like, if they were to play Baltimore again later in the year, if they had to play them in the playoffs again, defensively, it could just be, well, I'll have Milano and Bernard and Johnson.
Right.
And offensively, it's like, you better try something completely different.
That's the part that bothers me. Now, I don't think, to your question, I don't think that's real. I think the Bills just had a bad night at work. But that's, to me, what I took away from the game. One touchdown drive out of nine, and what? Whereas, you know, I get the whole everybody eats. Okay, so you don't really have to target one guy. You have to be aware of all the different weapons. But every now and then, it'd be nice to have a stud that you can rely on that comes up big in the clutch. And the Bills don't have that guy.
Everybody eats. Sometimes the meal's not that big.
Yeah, everybody's eating appetizers.
Right.
Where's the steak and the potatoes?
Yeah.
So, you know, but like I said, I don't think, don't overreact to Sunday night. I don't think like the world is coming to an end when it comes to the Bills, despite what the record might be in just a few moments.
Ooh, all right. Howard picks the Bills. It is time to get to the tradition unlike any other. How will a 25-point stomping in Baltimore affect the final call? Let's do it.
A tradition unlike any other.
So the problem is the offense has to really carry this team, and they're not good enough to do it.
Other than that, Mrs. Lincoln, how was the play?
Thanks for asking how I'm feeling today.
It's time for Howard to pick the Bills!
I'll take the Bills to win this game. I'll say somehow McDermott is able to do a good job against the Ravens offense, and I'll say the Bills will win.
Here's a snap. Handoff goes to Henry. Through a hole on the right side, and he's off and running. Off to the races to the 40. 50. In pursuit is Cam Lewis and DeMar Hamlin. They're not going to get him. He's going to go the distance. 87 yards for the touchdown.
On WGR Sports Radio 550.
So that didn't work out well, that prediction, huh?
I thought they were going to win.
Bummer.
All right. Hey. Oops. Sorry. We're streaming on our Facebook page, WGR550.com's Facebook page. You can join us there if you'd like. Houston this week, you know, regular old game, no storylines, nothing of interest, players on the other side that anyone will focus in on, just, to, you know, Houston.
Well, Devin Singletary's not there, so it's not the Devin Singletary revenge game.
Jerry Hughes is still there, though.
Is he still there?
He is.
I forgot about Jerry Hughes.
And did you
so is Robert Woods.
Is he still there?
No. Robert Woods is there, too.
He's still in the league?
He's like their fifth receiver.
Well, there's your storyline.
I saw former Bill Tyrell Dodson last night.
He's the starting middle linebacker
for the Seattle Seahawks. And what number does he wear?
Oh, it's a single-digit number.
Zero.
It is zero.
I think he's wearing zero at linebacker.
Really? Wow.
Yeah.
I was busy getting put to sleep by the Dolphins-Titans game. Mm. So, Houston. Yeah. I'd be really worried about this one, Bills fans.
Uh-oh. You just told us everything was fine.
Well, I said despite the record in a couple of minutes... I'd be really worried about this matchup. Only again, now maybe Terrell Bernard comes back for this game. Hopefully, right? It looks like he practiced last week limited. I think he's supposed to practice this week. Sound like more of a long shot for Taron Johnson. If he plays, that would help. I just think it's a really bad matchup with their quarterback and their skill position against a depleted defense. Hopefully the Bills pass rush does a little better than they did against Lamar Jackson, which was basically non-existent. They had one pressure.
Right. Will Vaughn play? He didn't really
more
play
than
against
nine
Baltimore.
Snaps, hopefully, yeah. So I don't like this. I don't feel good about this matchup. I will take Houston to win the game.
Oof. All right.
Okay. Back-to-back losses.
3-2. And then going to New York to play the Jets, who are going through it right now. They lost at home to Denver. Did you see how that game finished?
I did. I was watching that game.
Denver gift-wrapped that game, and the Jets gave it back.
Yeah, that was pretty nice.
It was incredible.
I'd like to thank them for doing that.
Rodgers couldn't move the ball more than 10 yards to get them into further field goal range. That's part of it.
Denver's defense is really good, and they were all over him.
Yes.
So I think the Jets' ceiling is, if they play a team that has a respectable defense, they're going to get walloped.
Yeah, and look, I know it was the weather was not conducive to the throwing of the football. It was a nasty day in Jersey, but he looked really off his game. He looked like he was not on the old same page with his receivers. There were balls that were going nowhere near targets. He's getting beat up. The offensive line is struggling. He's getting up and he's hobbling. I just saw a stat on ESPN. They're 29th in pass block win rate, so they're really having issues protecting Rodgers. I will take the Bills. I know the only thing in my head, the little voice is whispering, Josh doesn't play well against the Jets defense. Mm-hmm. But I think that the Jets are having issues on offense. They got to go to London, by the way, and play Minnesota in London Sunday, and then come back and play the Bills. I will take the Bills to beat the Jets.
Rodgers is lucky the Darnold revenge game is not in New York.
Yeah,
because
that's
that'd be
right.
Fine.
Yeah.
All right, so a win over the Jets. Good. All right, on to 4-2. Home Tennessee.
Woof.
Will Levis, what kind of interception will he throw?
Is he still the quarterback?
Well, last night,
Mason Rudolph played well.
Brian Callahan, in the first, potentially, the first ever actual question answered in a halftime interview, was asked, who goes in if Will, and he said, if he's healthy, he's going in.
Right.
Mm-hmm. He stuck with Will Levis.
Okay.
And then the reporter followed up, and he said, yes, Will Levis is going in. So, good for Brian Callahan, I guess. Bills, Titans.
Boy, the Titans offense, whether it's Will Levis or Mason Rudolph, last night would have been like, that was like the Bills-Jags 9-6 game, watching those two offenses play. Joe gave you the stats in the update. I'd be stunned. I know the Bills lost at home to Denver last year, but I would be stunned if they lost this game. I'll take the Bills.
Bills over Titans, 5-2. To Seattle, big road trip. The Seahawks are very much a respectable team.
And have the league's leading passer now with almost 1,200 yards, Geno Smith.
So stupid me. I was watching Miami and Tennessee, and it seemed like that game was a snooze fest. So every time they had a chance, it was, hey, Scott Van Pelt, what's going on in Detroit? Oh, look, touchdowns. I was impressed that Seattle was able to do what they did offensively in that game, having just seen highlights coming across the screen. I will take the Seahawks to win that game.
Can I give you one thing about this game that's worth, maybe we don't think about this much, but there aren't any other teams that are a lot like Baltimore in the way that they run the ball.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But Kenneth Walker.
Oh man, he was he's a beast.
Electric.
He can play.
I watched him in college. He played at Michigan State. That guy is special.
You see the play where he flipped over on his own head?
Yes.
To get a first down, like he did two backflips on the same. I'll have to show you the clip.
He's played in two games this year.
Yeah.
His yards per carry have been 5.2 and 6.7.
Yeah.
He's got four touchdowns.
That's great.
Wow.
Like if you're looking for another, Bills, this team can really run it on you. That's a team. You don't have to worry about the quarterback running it like Baltimore, but right. Seattle can throw it, like you just said, like one of the...
He's number one in passing yards right now.
Number one in passing yards and that rushing attack. Like, Seattle is respectable. So, Bills, Seahawks, you think Seattle...
Seahawks win, yeah.
Okay.
Bills, home Dolphins. This is a game that might be Tua's return to the Dolphins offense. The Dolphins season will be over by then.
Yep.
By the way, there's news on Tyreek Hill. He's got a thumb injury. He had a thumb injury in August in the offseason, and it wasn't severe enough to get surgery. And right now, I just saw this come across a little bit ago, that it might be a lingering problem for Tyreek Hill.
I wonder if at any point, if they keep stacking losses, if they say, shut them down, and who knows if Tua is coming back. Remember, Miami is in the, quote, soft part of their schedule, and they're 1-3.
Yep.
I see the Bills winning this game.
Terrible year for Miami.
Well, I want to say I feel bad for them, but I can't. It's Miami. I grew up hating the Dolphins, so I really can't say those words.
Bills, Colts, to answer your question, I don't know if it will be Flacco or Richardson. Does it matter?
I don't think it matters, but, you know, Joe Flacco flashed a little magic last year, right? Resuscitated the Browns season. I will still take the Bills to beat the Colts.
Bills win. Here, Bills and Chiefs. Should I watch this game,
Freaking Chiefs.
I just assume that Kansas City will win it late with a penalty flag?
Who will be their number one receiver for that game?
Freaking
also.
Chiefs.
Always.
It's just stupid now, right? I'm beginning to listen to my wife's conspiracy theories. So they're going to make a trade for a receiver, right?
I think so.
By then, especially.
The question is who?
Andy Reid said that Worthy can be a number one.
Yeah, I mean, I've seen some nice plays from him. I think that's a stretch to say he's a number one.
It's a big stretch. Listen, if you have Travis Kelce in any sort of fantasy league, he's about to go right back to where he was because they'll call plays for him instead of Rice.
Yep.
By the way, Rice has not been completely ruled out and was seeking a second opinion.
Correct. They're suspecting an ACL, right? Okay. But nothing confirmed.
Didn't that happen with Von Miller a couple years ago?
With Von, they went in to look and said it's not an ACL.
Okay.
Or they thought it wasn't, and then they went in and it was.
Oh, okay.
So sometimes you get the it's not, and then it turns out that it is.
Right.
I'll take the Bills to win the game, please.
Okay.
Bills beat the Chiefs. Home 49ers. By then, Christian McCaffrey will have three bad Achilles.
Is that even? I guess it is. Well, no, I guess it isn't possible. Would that be pretty? So it'd be trilateral Achilles.
Yes.
The reporting was he went to Germany, and then Shanahan said late last week he'll start running and practicing again with us on Monday. And then what was the report out of Monday? Oh, guys, now actually he has Achilles in both legs.
No.
Like, wow. It just keeps getting worse.
I'm still going to make that a San Francisco win for now. Let's just see who's healthy for them by that point.
Bills, Rams from L.A.
Yeah. Rams have so many different issues. What is the long-term status of the receivers? Are both going to be back by then?
By then, Nakua might be back next week, and I think Kupp might be a couple more weeks after that.
I'll still take the Bills to win the game.
Bills win over the Rams. Bills at Lions. You got their show last night.
Yeah, and they've been a little strange to watch this season, but you know, you see him last night with Goff and that offense. He didn't have to throw the ball a ton, but he did. I think he ended up without an
18 for 18. How'd you feel about those uniforms, by the way?
I liked them. You didn't care for them?
Thought they looked like Duke.
Yeah, that's probably right.
Okay, yeah,
a little bit like Duke.
Yeah, that's right. I'll take the Lions to win that game.
Okay. Lions win. Bills, Patriots.
Let the run begin. New England. The best part of when the Patriots play is I follow a lot of the Patriots media on Twitter, X, whatever. The best part is reading their tweets as if they actually thought the Patriots might actually be good this year. And they're stunned at how bad they look at times offensively. And I think, you've not been following this team?
They do have one elite player, Christian Gonzalez. This corner. He's great.
Yep.
Who'd they just play? They just played the Niners.
He
completely locked down Brandon Ayuk.
But that's not good when you say if a team has one elite player and it's a cornerback.
No, it's a building piece, but yeah.
Like, who's their best player on offense?
DeMario Douglas.
And I mean, I like Jalen Polk, Douglas, but come on.
Jalen Polk. I mean, maybe it's Drake May.
Maybe
Drake
May should be back.
Drake May should be playing.
Should soon. Anyway, right. Yeah. Bills will win.
Bills. Bills home against the Jets.
Win.
Bills on the road at New England.
Win.
Is that four losses?
That is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 losses.
All right, 12-5.
12-5.
Still good.
Losing
still
to
wins the division.
Seattle, San Francisco, Houston, and Detroit.
Yes.
Okay.
I think that's easily winning the division.
Yeah. Well,
it's only that's two AFC losses.
Sweeping the Jets.
Three other losses in the NFC.
Oh, that's good.
Seattle, Detroit, San Francisco.
I didn't think about that.
A sweep over the Jets. Like, that's a 3-game win in the AFC East, I think.
Yeah. Well, look, the Dolphins will be dead so will the Patriots. So it's just a matter of can the Jets hang in there? Be nice if they lost to Minnesota this week. That'd be really cool to get them to 2-3.
All right. Underdogs. Thank you, sir.
They're underdogs.
Good luck to the Mets today.
Yeah.
You'll
be rooting for them?
Sure.
Yeah.
Thanks. Joe's not, apparently.
I didn't say I'm rooting against them.
You didn't say you're rooting for them. You're nonplussed.
I do like the Mets-Yankees series. Like, what's the World Series I would be most into? And it might be that. So maybe I'm not rooting for the Yankees. That's the World Series I feel like I would most likely watch.
Really?
So maybe that's what I want to have happen.
Dodgers-Yankees is probably what Major League Baseball is dying for.
Oh, Ohtani versus Judge
and Soto?
Yeah.
L.A. and New York? Are you kidding me?
I don't want two powerhouses like that, though. I want one plucky underdog somewhere.
A plucky underdog. Well, that would be the Mets, by the way.
Yeah, right.
Okay.
Or the Tigers.
How long has it been since Baltimore won the World Series? Like 40 years?
70. No, they lost to the early 80s somewhere, I think. Yeah, right. They beat the Phillies in the early 80s somewhere. Maybe 83, something around there. Yeah. It's about right.
For me, it's all the same.
It's not Houston. It's not Detroit.
No, not Philly.
It's not Kansas City.
Not L.A.
No.
Brewers have never won a World Series.
Last one for the Orioles was 83.
83.
Okay. 41 years.
Yeah.
Thought on
was that game on color? Was in color?
It was in color.
It was in color.
Okay. Parting thought on Pete Rose?
Not really.
Yeah.
Never liked the guy.
They're not going to put him in the Hall now, are they?
I don't think so. I don't.
Oh,
think
I
so.
Think they are.
You think they will?
It's still
writers voting for this. I think there's a huge block of writers that will never.
Do you know? Has he ever been on the ballot though?
That's right. I was going to say it is. It would still be writers voting, right? There's no.
I think so.
Because he can't. He's ineligible to be on the ballot to get to a writer.
That's
vote.
What I was saying. Like, I don't know that he's ever been on the ballot.
I feel like you would not have enough people, even though he has now passed away, to put him in the Hall.
I just think on some like human level, you don't have to think that Pete Rose is a good person. It's kind of twisted to be like, oh, he's dead now. I'll put him in.
Right.
Who's that for?
Right.
That's for Joe and Josh's generation to walk in and be like, who's this dead guy?
They never put in Joe Jackson and the band White Sox.
Yeah, yeah. I don't think
the
it's
Black
happened.
Sox, sorry.
It would almost be like it's another punishment to him.
Yeah.
We're putting you in, but
and you couldn't go to Cooperstown and have your day. I think there are too many writers that would just take the stand of you bet on baseball, you're not supposed to bet on baseball. Plain and simple. Boom, done.
Yep.
Next. I watched the documentary on HBO going in thinking I would have sympathy for him not getting in, and I watched the whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
And I almost feel like it was made in his defense.
Mm-hmm.
And I came away being like, yeah, I don't need to see
honestly,
him in the
Hall of Fame. It's personal. He had a fight with the Mets in the 73 playoffs, so I'd never really liked the guy. But he lied.
That's a solid 51-year grudge you're holding, by the way.
I was at the game.
You were at the game.
I was at the game. He and Bud Harrelson had a fight in the NLCS that year.
Wow.
Rose was playing the outfield.
And you were up there.
We were not happy. The things you were yelling at this man. He came out to play the field, and fans started throwing stuff down on the field at him. The Mets came out to the outfield to tell fans, please don't throw things at Pete Rose. We don't want to forfeit the game. And since that day, I've hated his guts.
Wow.
He lied. Just come out at some point, and he never admitted. It took him how many years? He kept saying, I never bet, never bet, never bet, never. Okay, you screwed up. You bet on baseball. Just come out and admit it. Maybe people would have felt differently, but he wouldn't admit it for all.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I don't think he ever goes in.
All right. Well, thank you, sir.
You're late for the break.
We are late. We're going
to
break in.
We're allowed to go late to the break because we can just blame you.
Yeah, that's right.
That's fair.
It's easy.
803-0550. What's real? What's not a big deal from that Baltimore loss? You can get at us with that at 803-0550, 1-888-550-2550 on WGR.
Keep O's away from the Buffalo Bills for the foreseeable future. That loss is on him. Bill's still going all the way. Hashtag circle the wagons. Didn't even put those two together. O's goes and blows the Buffalo Bills' minds, and then all of a sudden they're losing like that. Something about
the mentalist. I watched the clip. Did you see it?
No.
It's pretty incredible. The Dr. O's is his name, the mentalist.
I don't understand the football cake one at all. Like, he cut into it, and it was the logo that Ed Oliver. It was like the Disney logo.
Sure,
right. But Ed Oliver had just said
that was right. the least impressive. I mean, that was impressive
because he throws the ball to Ed Oliver, and Ed Oliver, and then he's like squeezing it like a football. Yeah, and it's a football.
But did you see the one where he accurately predicted the order of people Josh Allen would throw the ball to right down to?
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know.
And then the numbers.
Don't tell me how it happens. I don't want to know. Yeah. I want to be mystified. It's pretty crazy.
He predicted how Allen would start the game. Did Allen have
No. Who he? Here, Josh, throw the ball to somebody.
Oh, okay.
In the room. And he's like,
I see.
It was crazy.
Yeah. And then he like guesses someone's pin number, and it's the same numbers as the guy that Allen threw the ball to.
Yes. Yeah.
It doesn't make any sense. You're right. That's better than the football.
It doesn't make any sense.
But the football cake one is just weird. Like, how did they... I don't know. The numbers one is crazy, though.
Have you watched that show, Is It Cake? And did you make it more...
I think I watched an episode or two.
Did you watch, like, 11 minutes and say, like, okay, I got it?
I think, yeah.
It looks like stuff.
I don't think I made the second episode.
You watched four seasons?
Oh, no.
Okay.
But there are four seasons?
There are four seasons.
All right.
My girlfriend's niece is into the show, so I see it from time to time.
Yeah, that seems not... Four seasons worth.
By the way, speaking of shows, today's October 1st.
Yeah.
Happy October 1st. Is it today or tomorrow? When is it? When's it coming out? Big news.
What's coming out?
Tomorrow. New season of Love is Blind.
Oh, my goodness.
Come on.
Here we go. Love is Blind. What is this, the eighth season?
I think it's the seventh season.
Seventh season?
Yeah, season seven. Yeah. Huge news.
Uh-huh.
Man, this is so exciting. Tomorrow, Love is Blind's out, season seven.
Is it like a live event again?
No.
Like it's going to be out at like 8 o'clock?
They'll do a live event for like the reunion or the finale, that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Hey, quick Sean McDermott fourth down note.
Okay.
So many people have noted that McDermott got conservative against Baltimore. And the win percentage surrendered by their fourth down decisions was bad. He gave away win percentage.
Yep.
If you subscribe to that stuff, you don't have to. But anyway, here's the bigger point. So someone responded and said, like, hey, why are you guys acting like McDermott is conservative? He's one of the more aggressive coaches in football. And the data set that was used was from 2022 to 2024. He's like the second most.
Yeah.
At making the right calls on when to go for it versus when to kick on fourth down. And that's true. From 2022 till right now, he's been the second most aggressive. But why am I looking at 2022? Why don't I look at 2024?
Mm-hmm.
When I look at 2024, where are the Bills in kicking versus going for it? How often are they going for it when they should versus kicking? They are under 50% on getting it right. And that is not number two in the league. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17th. They are 17th in how often do you go for it when you should.
Right.
17th. That is four games. But that is a dramatic shift. That is no longer, what are you talking about? He's the second most aggressive.
Right.
Not this year. He is definitely not.
Yeah, not so far. Not at all.
And it did not cost them against Arizona. It could have. It almost did.
Why do we think that's happening? Is it their offense? Is it... Don't they kind of play second and third downs like they're not as confident that they're going for it on fourth because they're doing all this QB sneak stuff on second and inches?
They had a quarterback sneak on second and inches.
They are more... It does feel like they're more worried about let's just keep the chains moving. And maybe part on second and third.
Yep.
And maybe that's because they're not as inclined to go for it on fourth, but I don't know what the change is. Maybe the change is that they want to protect their defense more. Right? Because I don't know, or it's that it's a small sample size. A couple of questionable decisions could really skew that, right? You make three bad decisions on eight attempts. or of like when you have to really make a decision here on are you going for it or not, and that could tank your number. So, but it's not good. It's not good so far at all. The one on Sunday where you're at the same down and distance, the same yard line, why are you making a different decision? Like, that is the one that just does not make any sense at all. Yeah, other than just you are only just playing your gut.
The difference was you're down 11 points, whereas the first time it was 0-0.
Right.
Bills, Texans. Their first trip there, no, sorry. Yeah, their first trip there since the playoff game.
That would be, yeah, that has to be right. Yeah. Right? That has to be right.
They played the Peterman game down
there.
They've
had him here.
Peterman game where Allen got hurt down there. And since then, it was the playoff game.
Yeah. They've actually only had the one meeting here since then. They've not played the Texans in 3 years. They won 40-0.
That was the rainiest day in the history of Highmark Stadium. When they won 40-0. Yes.
Really? Okay.
It was unbelievable.
How what it was?
I wore full rain gear.
Uh-huh.
And when I got back to the camper and took off my rain gear, my shirt was still somehow soaked.
Yeah.
It was jumping into a pool. That's how wet it was.
Okay.
The Bills won 40-0.
Who did the Texans quarterback
meet? Davis Mills.
Davis Mills? Okay. Right.
Yeah.
So their first meeting against Stroud.
Yeah. Like I said, it's a great McDermott redemption game. Maybe that'll be Terrell Bernard and Taron Johnson are back, or just, you know, you're not worried about the Texans running the ball the same way. You clean some things up. It's a great potential McDermott redemption game.
And then there's the Diggs storyline, of course.
Yes. 803-0550, 1-888-550-2550. I heard Eric Wood talking about Diggs yesterday with the afternoon show, and how, I think he said to the effect of, Eric's got a podcast centered on Buffalo. He said a lot of the guests he's had on rave about Diggs and how the role he played in their life, making them better players.
Mm-hmm.
And he pointed out that when Allen last week said something about don't make it about that, said he did refer to him as 14 and didn't say him by name. And Eric brought that up and said, that's interesting. And I feel like now that I thought back, like, all right, I remember Diggs referring to Allen as 17 a lot. Like 17. Hey, 17.
Like, yeah.
So, I don't know. But it will be interesting to hear what people have to say this week.
I think for the most part, they've all been pretty cordial about
diplomatic.
It. Diplomatic. Diggs was asked a couple times about it, and he made a comment along the lines of, I don't need to talk bad about my ex to talk up my current, you know, something along those lines.
Yep.
And Allen, this is the week, though, where, like, it's last week, what happens? He makes a comment, and everyone runs with it. Oh, he's talking about Diggs. And then Allen almost, to me, he looked put off by it when he had to correct, like, I can't believe every time I say something, even somewhat that could be misconstrued as a Diggs comment,
yeah,
I've got to come in and explain that it's not. And this week, though, like, that's just, you got to assume that's happening, right? Everything you say is going to be microanalyzed, and it's going to be looked for. It's a storyline, and people are going to want the story. So there will be hyper-analyzing, I think, of every comment that anyone makes. Any tweet, right? Any liked tweet, although I don't think we can see people's likes anymore.
803-0550, 1-888-550-2550. That's our phone number. Happy Tuesday. Well, tomorrow, Lindy Ruff, Sabres head coach Lindy Ruff. We should chat a little bit about the Sabres at some point. Maybe I've got a few minutes for that when we get back. Open segments, you can give us a call. What's real? What's not a big deal from the Baltimore game as we turn the page toward Houston?
Let TRS Heating and Air Conditioning intercept your heating bills. Enter now at WGR550.com for a chance to win $1,200. Contest ends January 5th. TRS Heating, Air Conditioning, and Electrical Excellence, powering tomorrow, comforting today.
Joe, Josh.
Yes.
How do you follow Will Smith in the snow?
Oh, we're doing dad joke of the day. How do you follow Will Smith in the snow?
How? You follow the Fresh Prince. Come on, that's good. This is good. I don't know if it's...
It's really good.
Not bad.
You can use it later.
I think it's better than some of the ones from last week.
All right.
Is it interesting now that you said Will Smith and I was thinking it was going to be in relation to the slap of some sort?
Yeah.
Like, that's what I think of for Will Smith now. I don't think of Fresh Prince. I think of he slapped Chris Rock. Guy who slapped Chris Rock.
Yeah. Sabre season starts on Friday. Lindy on the show tomorrow. We'll have Lindy on at 8 o'clock tomorrow.
From Prague. What time will it be there?
And
like 12.
New Jersey is going to be without... Who's not making the trip?
Luke Hughes. That might be, unless there's another one.
There's another one. There's somebody else.
I don't think Luke Hughes is playing.
Who's their big offseason signing?
They signed a goalie, right?
I'm sorry, I'm blanking on this. I got to find it. There's someone not going. Brett Pesce.
Brett Pesce. Okay.
Not going. Who? He was a Sabres rumor guy for a while there.
Yeah.
Defenseman.
Yeah. Revenge game for Lindy right out of the gates, huh?
Yeah, double revenge
game. Right against his former team. Double revenge.
Do we have to take a preseason pledge on the Sabres, who you have the stats, they outscored the opposition by what?
28-11. That includes their B squad that will not be playing on the team.
B squad
five
is beating
goals
some...
were against Red Bull.
Five goals were against Red Bull.
Okay, so
Red Bull Munich. Yep.
23-11.
Still pretty good. Still very good.
They could be really good. They could.
I've seen the projections are starting to roll in. Micah Blake McCurdy, one of the big number guy, follows on Twitter.
For the 11th year in a row, has predicted them to finish with 88 points.
88 points.
Is that right?
Yes.
Of course.
He does have them finishing above Boston, though. They have Boston low. But they would still miss the playoffs by two. Nobody's going to pick them to make the playoffs. Are we going to? I bet we don't see a single person anywhere pick them to make the playoffs.
Yeah. Boston, whose GM yesterday openly mocked his starting goalie for turning down $64 million.
Yeah. Cam Neely
is
the president of the Bruins.
You should have guessed that. I mean, you have to have played for an organization be the general manager. So Cam Neely is
more than any other sport.
Oh, yeah.
There's a story this week called Sidney Crosby wants to be a GM someday.
Oh, cool.
Of course he does, because if you're a player that's even reasonably good, they will give you the job.
Yes, that's right.
Yeah, he said, I have 64 million reasons why I'd be playing right now.
And then Swayman said, we've never been offered $64 million.
I pointed this out yesterday. Hockey's so different. Like, it's because the cap is flat and it's a hard cap. I know, but in football, every time a quarterback's up to be paid, it does not matter if he's the best quarterback. He is going to get the most money. He's going to reset the market. Matt Ryan did it. Like, Tua just did it, right?
Or Jordan Carr did it.
Derek Carr did it. In hockey, Bobrovsky's been the highest paid goalie for 7 years.
Yeah, goalies have capped.
If I'm Jeremy Swayman, I want 10. I want to be the highest paid goalie in hockey. That guy signed his contract 7 years ago. Why shouldn't I try to reset the market?
Cap hasn't moved.
But hockey doesn't do that. Hockey does not do that.
803-0550 to join us. 1-888-550-2550. Happy October 1st.
The greatest month. Maybe September is second.
You know, need Stefan Diggs today to just put out a movie quote from any movie with really no intention of anything, just to set the internet on fire. Just do it, you know? People will read into it. I'm counting on him to fire things up this week. Bills Texans.